I worked with our community leadership, and we requested that the Health and Human Service Agency, as well as the Department of Defense, cease consideration of using the Bryan Armory to house unaccompanied alien children. And they gave us, and they responded positively that they would cease that effort.
Was there any explanation given either why they were considering the center or why they decided to not consider it?
Well, I think the reason they were considering the center is that they looked at all surplus space that they had in the country that might be usable for the housing of unaccompanied alien children, and they put a freeze on all those facilities throughout the country. And I don't know for sure why they didn't elect to use the property, but I'm assuming it's because we were pressing them to not use it.
From a timeline standpoint, when did you all first learn of the possibility? And even though it was a fairly short time frame, it was really a quick turnaround for a federal government agency to make this kind of decision.
We first were notified on June the 26th about the potential issue. And we were contacted by our local leadership from the school district and from the city of Bryan. And they shared with us some email traffic back and forth between the General Services Administration, or GSA, and HHS, and the city of Bryan that said that the Bryan Armory facility may be used to house UACs. And we immediately began working with our local leadership, and we recommended to them that they send letters to us to describe the issues that could potentially arise if the Bryan Armory were used for that purpose. And then we put a cover letter on it and then sent the sent that package to the Secretary of HHS as well as to the Secretary of Defense, and copied our governor and our two senators. And actually, we got there, our two senators' offices involved, and Senator Cornyn worked with us as well to keep the Health and Human Services from using the facility.
A great demonstration of being able to get this done and get it in a timely fashion to allow DOD and HHS to make that decision.
That's correct. It took 2 weeks from our first notice until we got the decision that they were not going to use the facility.
I noticed in the letter that I believe you sent to HHS, you're also interested in knowing what other locations in Texas might be under consideration.
That's correct. And I think that it's something that, according to the law, whenever a facility is going to be used for this kind of a purpose, Congress is to be advised. And we were just making sure that we softly reminded the agency of the law so that they would do their lawful duty to inform Congress.
Any other locations in District 17 under consideration?
Not that I'm aware of, but just to make sure, that's the reason we put in this request that that the executive branch agencies notify Congress of their intent.
What have you heard from individual constituents about the issue in general?
We have not heard anything from community leader constituents. So, in other words, all we've heard from were our local leadership persons, our two mayors, the superintendent of Bryan ISD, county judge, our local state reps, and also from our state senator, Charles Schwartner. And so, you know, all of those except for Charles Schwartner are constituents, and we worked with them to try to stop the consideration of the use of the Bryan Armory. But we didn't hear from anybody else.
And my curiosity is because there's been so much international media attention towards this, and just wondering, you know, what individuals are thinking, both those who are concerned about undocumented children coming across the border and should be returned versus constituents who might want to help those children out, considering the dire situations that they're leaving.
First of all, we as a country are a very benevolent and welcoming country, and we recognize the humanitarian crisis that is being created. At the same time, we want to make sure we don't create new crises while we're trying to address the current issue. And so, for our citizens and constituents that are interested in helping these children out, there are a number of relief agencies that are doing yeoman's work in dealing with the UACs after they get to this side of the border. We do need to look at the real reason that these children are leaving Latin America and coming up here. And between 80 to 90% of those children, as we interview them, are telling us it's because their parents were advised that if they came to the United States, that they would be given citizenship, they would be allowed to stay, and that they would be given benefits. It's not because of the dangers in their countries from which they came. So I think the administration is trying to put the danger back home spin on this, if you would. But the fact of the matter is that they're coming over here because some human smugglers have created a business proposition based on President Obama's failure to enforce the law. In particular, two laws, the 2008 Trafficking Act, he is not following the letter of the law, and the second one is related to his deferred action memo from June of 2012. Those two failures to follow the law by the president have just basically put a big sign up at the southern border of the country saying, come on to the United States and we'll give you citizenship and give you free benefits.
Have I missed anything?
Let me add one more thing. The president threw down the gauntlet earlier this week to the Texas delegation just to tell the Governor Perry that he needed to work with the Texas delegation to try to approve his $3.7 billion funding request. And we in the Texas delegation, our response was, not so fast, don't mess with Texas. And what we are doing is we are going to instead work on a better funding resolution that appropriates money, albeit it'll be a smaller amount, to address the core issue and then clean up the mess that the president made. There's nobody in Congress, whether Democrat or Republican, that created this mess. This all falls straight from the White House because of his failure to follow the law and his failure to deal with the foreign the countries in Latin America that are participating in this northward migration. And so what we will plan to do is put together a funding bill that says you've got to stop the behavior under the deferred action memo that you wrote in June of 2012. We are going to fix the 2008 trafficking law so that we don't have this loophole that the president's been exploiting to let some of these children stay in the country, and we're gonna actually address border security, and then we will have some money in there to process these children that are here, and to repatriate them and reunify them with their families back at home as soon as we can.
I know it's an ongoing drama, one of many.
Yeah, it seems like everything that's coming out of Washington these days has just been a. It just seems like it goes from crisis to crisis, and I think what it shows is what the polls reflect, and that is more than half of Americans think that the administration is incompetent.